This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin on Monday again backed Israel in its war with U.S.-designated Hamas terrorist militants during a visit to Tel Aviv.
So I'm here with a clear message. America's support for Israel's security is unshakable. And Israel is not alone.
Austin was also clear that the U.S. will stand alongside Israel and remain Israel's closest friend in the world and would provide support to maintain Israel's security. But Austin did also highlight the need to protect civilians in Gaza during the Israel-Hamas war and suggested that the ultimate solution would be one of two states living side by side. Attacks by the Yemeni Houthi militant group on ships in the Red Sea are forcing freight firms to reroute in order to avoid the Suez Canal. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino.
The latest attacks came Monday when the Houthis said drones were launched against two cargo vessels in the area. The Iran-aligned Houthi said the attacks are a response to Israel's assault on the Gaza Strip, which Israel launched after the October 7 rampage by Hamas militants. The situation has prompted the United States and its allies to discuss a task force that would protect Red Sea routes, something Iran has warned would be a mistake. In Israel on Monday, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said no group or state should test America's resolve.
That is Reuters' Olivia Zelino reporting. Chinese state media say at least 116 people have been killed in a magnitude 6.2 earthquake in the country's northwest. State broadcaster CCTV said that 105 died in the province of Gansu, another 11 in neighboring Qinghai province in the quake, which occurred just before midnight on